Sunny 101.9 WKQS. Welcome back to your workday wind down. And I have a special guest here in the studios with me, Natasha Gill, and she's from Northern Vegans. Hello, Natasha. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. And it's kind of snowy out there, hey?
Yes, it is.
I woke up this morning and go, I guess it's not summer anymore. I guess we have snow.
Overnight.
Yes, pretty much. So what's going on with Northern Vegans this evening?
Well, we are showing a film. It's a 60-minute film, and it's called Diet for a New America, and it's actually based on a best-selling novel from the 80s by John Robbins of the same title.
Oh, okay. And as far as you've got, you're going to have food samples and stuff, too, there, and you're going to be talking about the vegan lifestyle, right?
Yep, we're going to be talking about the vegan lifestyle and just how critical people's food choices are in not only their own health, but also the health of the environment.
And is there a, so there is a vegan impact as far as on the environment, it being vegan as opposed to just a regular meat eater or whatever you want to say. Like, you know, there it does have different ramifications on the environment just becoming vegan. Correct?
Absolutely. It's interesting. Over the last year, there have been a number of reports, scientific studies, as well as reports around the world that have come out talking about the fact that animal agriculture in mm-hmm. general, everything from raising the crops to feed the animals to grazing of animals and keeping animals, mm-hmm. Is the single largest contributor to greenhouse emissions.
Really?
And that's even bigger than driving vehicles.
Wow.
Total. So, yeah, so just the choices that you make with your fork every single day, three times a day,
yeah,
can have a huge impact on the environment.
Wow, I really did not know that. Now, and there is a difference, too, between vegans and vegetarians, correct?
Yes, there is. Now, a vegetarian may take many different forms.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they may choose to eat eggs and not
right.
eat any other dairy, or they may eat eggs and dairy.
Mm-hmm.
However, vegans choose a lifestyle in which they don't consume any animal products whatsoever. So that means honey, eggs, milk, really nothing that comes from an animal.
Okay. And now as far as like the vegan life, is it kind of hard to get into the vegan lifestyle if for somebody who maybe has been thinking about it?
Well, it's an interesting question because I have seen people who went from being the biggest meat eaters out there to overnight really
uh-huh.
saying, wow, okay, I'm convinced I want to do this. I want to make some lifestyle changes.
Uh-huh.
To those people who said, oh, I want to toy around with being a vegetarian first and then I'll make that transition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a personal choice and it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
The key is cutting down on the amount of animal products that you have in your diet with the ultimate goal of getting out as much as you can of those products out of your
mm-hmm.
diet.
And you, being a vegan, you don't need supplements or anything for different vitamins or anything. You're able to get everything from what you eat then.
Pretty much, I would say you're able to get just about everything from foods, especially whole foods,
uh-huh.
organic foods, foods that would have high nutrient content.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of those vitamins out there, like
B12, uh-huh.
that are much easier to get from animal sources.
Right.
So at times, you may, especially living up here, vitamin D and B12
yeah.
would be two things that you might want to watch.
Uh-huh.
But as far as being deficient, it's definitely not something that you have to worry about.
Okay, well, that's very cool. And now this evening at this event, are they going to have different ways of letting people to know? Because you can't really go to the general supermarket. It's going to be hard to go to like your regular supermarket store and find the items that you need that are going to allow for a vegan lifestyle, or do you have to go somewhere in particular to actually find a lot of vegan?
That's an excellent question. And no, you really don't have to go anywhere specialized to find vegan options.
Mm-hmm.
It might be easier to find them, say, at the Marquette Food Co-op, for example,
yeah.
Because they cater to all different dietary needs and preferences.
Yeah.
However, any of our local grocery stores carry a wide range of items. So it's a very accessible lifestyle for people.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a little bit of education and learning and really the desire to
yeah.
want to move toward a plant-based diet.
Okay. All right. And this evening, the event is at 6:00 at the Peter White Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
And it is opening. It is going to be open, even though it is snowing outside. So I encourage you to go if you have any questions at all in regards to a vegan lifestyle or just in general, because John Robbins is actually from the Baskin-Robbins family, correct?
He is. And he was set to inherit the entire Baskin-Robbins fortune. All that money that was built on the backs of all that ice cream eating.
Yeah.
And so he walked away from that with the idea that what he wanted to do was find out, you know, really, what is the impact of our food choices on our health and the environment?
Wow. Okay. Cool. So if you have any questions, is there a way that they can get a hold of anybody in regards to this?
Sure. Call 906-236-1279 or visit northernvegans.com.
All right, cool. And they can go this evening at the Peter White Public Library in the Library Community Room. Is that downstairs?
It sure is.
Okay. You can go stop by and see. They're going to have some vegan food samples, and it's free. So, hey, great. If you have something, if you're wanting to do something tonight and not want to stay at home with the icky weather outside, but you know what? It should be cleaned up by then, hopefully.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's open to everyone, and everyone should feel welcome.
Yeah.
This is definitely the type of environment where people can learn and ask questions.
Ask questions if they've kind of been thinking about dabbling a little bit.
Sure. No one's going to be asked at the door, are you a card-carrying vegan? It's not that kind of thing. I mean, it's a very open atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, we just want to educate people who are curious.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Natasha.
Well, thanks for having us.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to the music here, and you can go this evening at the Peter White Public Library at 6 o'clock to go and learn in regards to maybe becoming a vegan, and check out that movie by John Robbins from the Baskin-Robbins family there. Right now, back to the music. We got Taylor Swift with Love Story on Market County's very own Sunny 101.9 WKQS.